Track 2, Forgiveness. On the last track, we discussed how your thinking coats reality and affects your perception of happiness. On this track, we will discuss forgiving. One of the most stressful aspects of the holidays can be dealing with difficult relatives. Do you agree? Was your house the house to go to? Forgiveness is an often misused and fearful concept for some of us. Here is one way of looking at forgiveness. Forgiveness can be a type of arrogance in which you may look with pity on those who need forgiving or to forgive. Do you agree? You also may assume that certain behaviors must accompany forgiveness. If you forgive someone, you are going to perhaps feel you need to spend more time with that person. Here's an example. If you forgive your mother-in-law for scolding your one-year-old for having thrown up on her new carpet, does that mean you will have to spend more time with a woman who you don't particularly care for? This kind of reasoning is, of course, illogical. To forgive, you may not actually have to do anything. Forgiving can be a shift in your perspective. A way to look at core-level forgiveness is not some futile exercise in rosy holiday self-deception. So, what is forgiveness? On the contrary, core-level forgiveness, I feel, is a calm recognition that below your personality level, you, I, and even your in-laws or holiday short-tempered significant other are all exactly the same and somehow connected. When negative thinking ceases, happiness is already in place, as we mentioned on the previous track. Here's a thought. What if you were to think about happiness as being your normal state of affairs or thought process? Let's do a visualization. Think of happiness like the sun coming out from behind clouds. Envision an unhappy incident that happened during the past couple of months. Take a moment. Can you see yourself involved? What were you wearing? What were others saying? What were others doing? How do you feel during this stressed-out holiday scene? Now envision yourself looking up past the ceiling or whatever is overhead and just think, the sun is shining somewhere. Is there some way you can see this situation you have termed as unhappy differently? Is there a way you can view this unhappy situation with a different perspective? It's sort of like letting the sunlight in upon the situation or into your mind. Remember track one when I talked about perspective? The source of any critical thought must be removed before the damage it has caused in our mind can be repaired. What then is the source of this negative thought? Turn the CD player off for a minute and think. How can you let sunlight into that holiday event you are terming as negative? Even though the damage may have begun before this holiday season, just remember it is within your ability to alter your thoughts and perceptions and to forgive. When any judgmental train of thought ends, the damage it caused to your mind ends with it. What do you need to do to forgive someone and let go? Are you unable to forgive because you do not yet want to? Do you want to hold someone's behavior against him or her, or perhaps against yourself? But is it possible for you to no longer want this? Is it possible, once you stop and look, what it's doing to your mind and to your quality of life? Beyond the scope of this holiday-focused client training CD, I feel if you are ever to know a sustained happiness, you must first come to recognize the consequences of the ideas you entertain as welcome guest in your mind. What welcome guest of judgment and lack of forgiveness over the past few months do you wish to have become unwelcomed guest? The self-indulgent version of honesty consists of our ego or shadow side of our personality demanding loyalty strictly to itself. In the honesty part of forgiveness, the ego's ideal of honesty dictates that encounters and not our thoughts be responsible to create our moods. In other words, others make us unhappy. My use of the word ego on this CD set may be confusing to those with a mental health background. By ego, I mean the part of the mind consisting of cognitive thought, perceptions, defense mechanism, memory, and motor control. Think of Christmas morning. Would a simple truth to these everyday kind of encounters with people be that these people never really seek anything more from us than acceptance and love at a core level? Let me repeat that statement. Would a simple truth be, think of Christmas morning now, think of the people you are with, would a simple truth to these everyday kind of encounters with people be that these people never really seek anything more from us than acceptance and love? You have a choice. You can consult your understanding and goodwill and respond with love, or can dredge up your current ego opinion-laden defense mechanisms and decide that this filtered version is your truth. In short, are you responding from love or responding from an accumulation of past perceptions? It is part of happiness as well as forgiveness to look upon the world in the way you allow yourself to look at a small child, as innocent and blameless. Of course, any child can be seen as annoying. Have you been taught to choose that view? Or can you see the blamelessness in the 2-year-old, even though this child is saying no to everything? If you are a parent, your little baby can remain sweet and absolutely pure in your eyes, even during a diaper change. If you have experienced this, hold this moment in your awareness as you gaze upon the angelic true essence of your or another's baby. If you could but put this gaze and turn it upon your world, you would probably have to do little else to be continually and deeply happy and experience true forgiveness of others. It is surprising how bitter many become. Have you been one of the resentful over the holidays, mired in layers of emotion? Do you feel quite certain of the carelessness, selfishness, callousness, and even viciousness of another during a time that espouses peace on earth, goodwill to all? Who knows? You may, in fact, have guessed correctly about the other's ego or self-characteristics. But here's the rub. Where did being right take you, except deeper into your holiday depression? It's true. We all have an ego, but your petty side, your shadow identity is no better than anyone else's. Have you ever found yourself saying, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget? Is that really forgiving? To truly achieve happiness is to let go. The root meaning of the verb to forgive is to let go, to give up, to cease, to harbor. To seek our guilt through grudges is to continue our misery. Do you agree? Your ego is using these grudges as comparisons to build itself up. Here's an exercise I'd like to conclude this track with. What I'd like for you to do now is to close your eyes and imagine your grudge personified in your mind. Think about something you feel you could never forgive. Can you see it? What does it look like? What color is it? What shape is it? Now, visualize pushing this bitter resentment away from you, away from your happiness. Whenever you feel conflict has left a stain on your happiness, just picture yourself letting this stain wash away. Now, open your eyes. On the next track, we will discuss Christmas present, to quote an idea from the book A Christmas Carol. If you are a mental health professional and taking this course for continuing education credit, or if not, to test your listening skills, here's question 2. What is one definition of true forgiveness?